You know, if you paid attention to your stream of thoughts, you would notice all day, every day, you are asking yourself questions. And here's the problem, or the great thing with our brain is that it will always look for an answer. So if you're asking the wrong question, you're going to get a really shitty answer. I am so excited to be finally back talking to you all. Like, it has been a red hot minute. So if you are new to this space, welcome. My focus, instead of just being on broad mental health, I've really kind of niched down a little bit in terms of ADHD. And so what I want to do every week is answer your questions about ADHD. Before we start today, I just want to let you know how proud I am of you for fucking choosing you and for stepping outside of that comfort zone and for doing something that will support you. Now, here's the thing about a reset challenge. You don't have to get it right and you don't have to do it perfect and you don't even have to do it in my fucking order. Like, you get to do it your way. What's important is that you're actually actioning something for yourself towards a better future. Now, today's challenge is all about asking better questions. You know, if you paid attention to your stream of thoughts, you would notice all day, every day, you are asking yourself questions. And here's the problem, or the great thing with our brain is that it will always look for an answer. So if you're asking the wrong question, you're going to get a really shitty answer. So for example, if you ask yourself, why am I so fat? You're probably going to get an answer like, well, you're just fucking lazy. If you get asked the question of like, why am I so dumb? You're probably going to get an answer, right? Well, you're just an idiot. You've always been one. If you ask a question around like, why am I not good enough? You're going to get like this list from your brain of all the reasons why you're not good enough. If you ask yourself the question about why do people always shit on me, then you're also going to get a really shitty answer. Asking why questions, even though we feel like it's useful because we want to understand something, can be super problematic because we're leading ourselves down a hardened path of just utter bullshit. Right? So what do I mean by better questions? So instead of why am I so fat, the question could be, what am I going to choose today to support me in feeling healthy? Instead of, why am I not good enough? What am I going to do today to support me in feeling better about myself? Instead of, why am I such an idiot? What about, how can I support myself in setting boundaries so that I can build my self-esteem? When we shift the questions from why to solution focused, we actually get a different outcome. You know, sit with it for a minute, right? Like if you sat there for a minute and you were like, why am I so fat? I'm just using that one because it used to be one of mine, right? Why am I so fat? And then you get caught up, oh my God, I'm so lazy and I should be doing this and I should be doing that. Like sit with that feeling. Like it feels yuck. And I guarantee you, it does not draw me towards the gym. It draws me towards fucking Tim Tams and wine, right? Like those questions don't support my growth. But when I sit there and if I just like, I don't know, do a shake for a minute, and then I ask this question of like, how am I going to support myself today to feel healthier? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to drink some water. Like I'm going to focus on water today. Like that actually feels good. I feel more in control. I feel like I'm doing something about it. I feel positive. I get a dopamine hit because like, you know, tick a box, I'm achieving. But it puts me in a different mental space. So that is your task for today, is to just really check in the stream of questions that you're asking yourself. Even write them down if that serves a purpose, but only once. We only want the shitty ones showing up once, right? And then get super clear on, okay, so when this question comes up, what's a better question that I could ask? When this question comes up, what's a better question that I can ask? And write down the better questions. Keep those and practice that on repeat. And then over a week, a month, a year, 5 years, like really pay attention to your growth and your mindset and how you feel. And I guarantee you that you are more likely to be moving in the direction that you want to go if you're asking yourself these better questions. And again, jump in the Facebook group. Have a conversation with me about it. If you get stuck and you're like, I just don't know what to ask, reach out. That's what I'm for. Like, I would love to hear from you.